The go-ahead involves about 113,000 acres, 24 miles off the coast.
In terms of the regulatory pathway, in terms of the federal process, offshore wind has just been green-lighted.
John Miles at JMU is head of the Virginia Center for Wind Energy.
We can expect to hear from developers who have interests in securing leases.
Among those developers,
we are interested in offshore wind generation.
Jim Norville, Dominion Virginia Power.
It holds great promise in the long term as a renewable source of electricity if it can be achieved at reasonable cost to customers.
Dominion has been criticized by environmental groups for dragging its feet.
They say it's too expensive.
Ivy Main, Virginia Sierra Club.
They ignore the true cost of fossil fuels, the health care costs, early mortality, and mercury poisoning. And if they had to take account of those costs, suddenly offshore wind would look like a bargain.
I think the challenge is there's no infrastructure in place today. There's no dedicated ships. There's no dedicated supply chain. So this is a long-term possibility, but it does hold great promise. And we are planning to respond to this call for interest from the government.
The agency is giving interested parties 45 days to respond to this first step in the leasing process. Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.